Well, hello again. Today's devotion is out of Philippians 2, 1 through 11. So if you want to grab your Bible, just so you can follow along, you are more than welcome to do that and put me on pause. Here's Philippians 2, 1 through 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 is one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. It combines the logic from my mathematical background and this paradox of Jesus, the Son of God, taking on the form of humanity and limiting himself even to the point of death. Paul starts Philippians 2 with an if-then statement. If-then statements made up most of one of my math classes in college. And so Paul lays out several conditional statements before getting to the implications of any of them. He's trying to say it doesn't take much in order to realize we need to line our lives up with Christ. In fact, if you have any encouragement from being with Christ, or if you have any comfort from his love, or if there's any sharing in the Spirit, or any compassion or tenderness, if you have any of these things, even just the smallest bit, then Paul wants you to model your life after Christ. If Christ has meant anything at all to you, he should mean everything to you. If Christ has meant anything at all to you, he should mean everything to you. And you should model your life after Jesus' humble service. And this is where the paradox comes in. With Jesus being God, he could have done whatever he wanted. But instead, he chose to enter into our world and take on human flesh and die a human death on the cross. His power was not something he exploited. Instead, he served. How are you finding ways to serve God and serve others in this time of pandemic? Perhaps you're called to serve in public as a nurse or a doctor or an EMT. Perhaps you're called to serve your neighbor or a loved one who isn't able to step outside because of a pre-existing condition. Perhaps you're called to serve your family or young children who are seemingly with you 24/7 and you just need and want a moment's peace. Perhaps you're serving in some completely other capacity. But no matter what, we are each called to serve. We are each called to have the same mind and the same love as Jesus, to do nothing out of selfish ambition as we value others above ourselves. It's what Jesus did for us when he came to earth, to serve and to ultimately pay the price for our sins so that we could be redeemed. If Christ has done that for us, then we can find both small and big ways to serve those in our midst right now. I invite you to listen to the lyrics of "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds" as our closing prayer today. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour out our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. So we share each other's woes, each other's burdens we bear. And often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. And when we asunder part, it gives us inward pain. But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. And this glorious hope revives our courage by the way, while each in expectation lives and longs to see the day. From sorrow, from toil, and from pain, and from sin, we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity. Grace and peace to you all. Amen.